Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 776. 776. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And by this time, she'll be able to say it off cuff, off hand. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And that's why apostles say, you know, do not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. We look at the physical events, but not the revelatory. When to Proverbs 4:20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." It all says inclusive, pay attention to God's word. Then we saw Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples run to him and say, "Jesus, Jesus, the fig tree you cursed is dead." And his response was Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we're comparing the centurion in Matthew 8:8, his words. He said, "Listen, Jesus, you don't have to come to me. Just stand where you are and speak the word, and I know that my servant will be healed." We are comparing that with Thomas, the disciples who heard Jesus all this while, all day, all night, all time, everywhere, you're Jesus. And yet when he was told Jesus has resurrected, he said, "Listen, unless I see him with my own eyes, put my finger into the imprint in his nail, and then see the nails through the imprint nail first, put my finger through, thrust my hand by his side." Then Jesus came and said, "Thomas, where is your hand? Where is your hand? Where is your finger? Come on. Can you see me?" Then he said, that was when Thomas believed and responded, "My Lord and my God." And that is John 20:29. He said, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. Your faith is a faith that works according to sight. You are using your senses. Your senses. You are a man of the senses. A man of the senses. A man of feeling." When you come into Christianity, you would have to move from a man of emotion, woman of emotion, woman of sight. You have to move from there. It is the word of God that will do this. You see, that's why listening to these things is helping you so much beyond what you could ever, ever dream of. It is doing what I'm saying right now in your life. What I'm saying is happening in you. You may not be able to see with your eyes, but in Christianity is what? Believing is seeing. Good. You are getting it. He said that because you've seen me, that's why I believe. Then Jesus said something profound. Blessed. Come on. Blessed are they. Blessed is Simon. Blessed is Winifred. Blessed is Mary. Blessed is Joseph. Blessed is Daniel. Blessed is Samson. Blessed is Frank. Blessed is Felix. Blessed is Alex. Blessed is Jeduthan. Blessed is Jason. Blessed is Jeremiah. Blessed is Jerry. Blessed are they that have not seen. They have not seen. Oh, they have not seen. They have not seen. So the visa, when you went there, the way the woman spoke, as I said, they will never give it to you. But you don't come back discouraged and crying. No, 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 no. I have not seen it. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, this is sweet. This is sweet. This is sweet. This is sweet. This is sweet, my dear. This is sweet. Are you dancing? Are you dancing? I am dancing. I am dancing here. It's so sweet. Blessed are they who have not seen. The swelling has not gone down. The lump is still there. Blessed are they who have not seen. They even sent you your rent is due. They sent you a note, a recent note, a scathing note. Blessed are they. Woman, they divorce your husband. Say, I will divorce you. Blessed are they who have not seen, but yet they believe. They believe. They are in a certain class. We call it the class of God. The class of God. The class of the God kind of faith. The class of what? The God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes even though it's not seen. The God kind of faith is not seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing it. That is the, I wish I had the God kind of faith. If you were born again believer, then you already have it. How prophetess. Why are you raising my hope? I'm not just raising you. I'm telling you the truth. Every man who believes in Jesus and you've confessed him as your Lord and personal Savior, the very day you receive Jesus into your heart and confessed him as your Lord, that very day you received the God kind of faith. Yes, the God kind of faith came into you. Listen, by the day you were accepting Christ, you were so rotten inside that there was nothing good in you for God to, for you to be able to receive the God, I mean, for you to be able to receive Jesus. That was, you didn't have what it takes. So God himself sent his word, and that word that was sent to you, that word that you heard, Jesus loves you, or Jesus came to save you, or to them that believe in him, he gave power to become the sons of God. Or if you will confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, Romans 10, or that scripture you heard, that scripture entered into your heart. And that scripture became the God kind of faith in you. Ignited it. It started it. The God kind of faith is now inside of you. And the God kind of faith comes only through scripture. Only through the word. Only the word is able to create the God kind of faith. There is nothing else. Nothing else that creates the God kind of faith. Not fasting. Not even prayer. Not giving of money. No. The God kind of faith comes through the word. Romans 10, 17. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're hearing, listening. And so come back for more and share this link with somebody. You are so blessed. Bye.